Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 John 2:20 says, you have an unction. You have an anointing of the Holy One, and you know all things. Does that mean you're omniscient? No, you're not. But the omniscient, all-knowing One is inside you. And you can get all kind of things that you can pick up from Him. And know it. If, everybody say if. If you know where to look. If you know how to listen. If you're aware of Him. This is not audible speech. That's why I went through all this. You understand, this is not trying to hear an audible voice, because people get into this. They're trying to see something with their eyes. They're trying to hear audible. Holy Ghost, show me what to do. And they're waiting to hear something audibly. He's a spirit. Right? He's not a mind. He has a mind. But He's a spirit. One reason I know so much about this is because years ago, before I got into the ministry, the Lord began dealing with me, and I didn't know what was going on in my life. This is back before Phyllis and I ever left Mississippi to go to Bible school or any of this. We had only been married a year or two. And I began to feed my spirit on the Word. That's how it started. Did you hear this now? I began to get good tapes and good books and begin to feed my spirit. Because if your spirit's not fed, it lies weak and dormant. And you're not aware of your own spirit. And I begin to feed. And I begin to grow and be aware, more aware of spiritual things. And when I did, the Lord started dealing with me about a call on my life and about a plan for my life. I didn't have a clue that I was supposed to be a preacher. Never would have. If you'd have told me, I'd have laughed at you. I had another plan. I was going to be a fighter. Full contact martial arts. I loved it. I enjoyed it, man. And I'd run every day and practice every day and go to school, the martial arts school, and I would teach. And then I'd spar. Everybody would spar me. I would, and this was my plan. I'm going to Japan. And I'm going to study with the best that there is. What are y'all laughing about? This is an interesting side thought. The Lord got a hold of me long in that same time. I'm getting ready. I'm working out of secular employment and where I can spend more and more time on training. I'm getting ready to relocate and all that kind of thing. And the Lord got a hold of me. Thank God. Because by this age, I'd be beat up. I'd have some. That's a rough sport, man. I mean, you know, even when you win, it takes you weeks to get over it, you know. So God got a hold of me. And eventually I saw, no, that's not His plan. And I saw, I'm supposed to go this direction. And I asked Him, I said, well, Lord, I was willing to go to Japan and the Orient and try to find the best of the best in martial arts. I'd already been thinking about the great-grandson of one of the founders of the style, and I was going to go and live there and study under them. And I said, so, Lord, help me out with this. I'm going another direction now, so I'm ready to do this. Hook me up with the right person that knows the most about this and that I can get the most help. In less than a year, I was sitting at the feet of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. And served and trained under him for 20 years. And no doubt in my mind that a lot of these areas we're talking about, he was one of the best. No question about it. As far as knowing and understanding. You know, when it comes to things about being led by the Spirit, there are few people that have the understanding that the Lord gave him. If you haven't read his book, I highly recommend it to you. It's a little white book with the dove on the front, How to Be Led by the Spirit or Spirit of God. It's in the back, right? Get these things. Feed on them. Read about it. I'm telling you, this has helped me tremendously. Because before I read some of these things, I never thought this way, never even looked. But now we're looking. But what was I telling you before I got off into all that? Yeah, I was going to repeat that phrase to you, wasn't I? The immediate learning or knowing of something without the conscious use of reason. Instantaneous apprehension. Turn to 1 John 2 and we'll close with this, I think. I feel like I just got started. But you're planning on coming back, right? Okay. 1 John 2. I've quoted it several times, but look at it in closing. 1 John 2 and 27. He says, but the anointing which you have received of him, this is 1 John 2:27. The anointing which you have received of him abides or remains, lives, stays in you. Say it out loud, I have an anointing in me.
I have an anointing in me.
I have a divine person in me. He said, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. Now that doesn't mean that you should never listen to anybody teach or preach. The Lord also says he gave gifts to the body for this purpose, including teaching and preaching. Well, we must have required it or he wouldn't have given it to us. But here's the thing. We're not just completely dependent on a man or woman to tell us what the Bible means. Right? Or if this is so, we got the teacher. We got the author of the scripture living inside of us. And even if some teacher or preacher is telling us something, we examine it by this, the written word, and by the author of the book who lives inside us. And he lets us know if it's right or if it's wrong. Amen? He lets us know. He teaches us. Do you have a teacher? Oh, what a teacher we have. The divine teacher. And it goes on to say, back up to the 20th verse. And it says, but you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Read that out loud with me. But you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Say it again. You have an unction of the Holy One and you know all. It didn't say you heard voices. Didn't say you had feelings. It said what? You know. Can you know without hearing anything? Yeah. If somebody's mind is inside you. Yeah. Right? Amen. You have an unction and anointing of the Holy One and you know all things. I was talking about that during that period of my life that I realized that God's dealing with me. He wants me to do something. I didn't know what it was. And in my immaturity, I would pray. And if I said it once, I must have said it scores of times. Well, Lord, talk to me. What do you want? Tell me. But then I'm trying to see something with my eyes. I'm trying to hear something with my ears. And see, the more carnal you are, that's the more you gravitate to the natural. And I mean, there were times I just was so dissatisfied. I mean, I had, Phyllis and I are married, had a pretty wife. I had one of the better jobs in the area there. I had a fine dog who rode in my pickup. Great big old Doberman. And I had a motorcycle that was paid for. I had a 1937 Ford coupe, hot rod paid for. And, had reasons to be happy. But man, I got to the place where I was just so miserable. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to do anything. Why? I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm so glad the Lord didn't just leave me there with my little bitty vision and my little bitty, and he had something else for me. He had something bigger for me. Oh, glory to God. But see, and I had to hear him first. I had to hear. One of the first things he got across to me, he dealt with us to go to camp meeting in Tulsa. Once we got out there, he dealt with us to take the tour of the school. We just thought we're going to see the school. Once we got on the campus, the Holy Ghost got on us. You're supposed to come here. We thought, you got to be kidding. You got to be. We'd never left Mississippi. Some of my friends at the store, I managed this little small shopping center. And some, you know, had the old potbelly stove in part of it. We kept it when we built the new building. And the older guys would sit around and chew tobacco and talk. And one of them went to Memphis, which is, you know, just across the state line in Mississippi up north. And he came back and all the fellas want to know, what about that trip to Memphis? What? He said, oh, fellas, he said, I never was so glad to get back in the United States. That's the kind of mentality. Really, really country. Really, really local. Everybody, you know, born, raised, and live, die right there in a 20-mile radius. And but God had something else. He had a bigger vision. He had a bigger plan. But I kept trying to hear him, you know, Lord, talk to me. And then listen. I'm out in the woods sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning. God, couldn't sleep. God, talk to me. What do you want? Tell me. I can hear crickets, frogs. But see, I'm natural. And I'm trying to hear something natural, not realizing He's a spirit. Amen. He's in my spirit. I don't have to hear audible words to get direction. When it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is he talking about all the Christians hearing audible voices all the time? No. But we've got to learn to listen, don't we? And thank God, finally I did. Hadn't learned at all. I don't think I've learned a quarter of it. But learn where to look and how to listen. And how to pay attention. And if you will, you'll grow to the point where you can be led in the small things of life. Little things. You know, you're shopping. And the Lord will deal with you. No, just don't go to that store right now. Go to this one over here. No, don't buy that right now. You are ready to buy it. No, don't buy it now. No, just go home. And you find out tomorrow it went on sale. He knows everything. He knows about all the sales. Boy, I got some of them hooked up with him right there. Glory to God. You mean he'll help me shop? Yeah. He'll help you. Glory to God. Say it out loud. I have a helper. I have the greatest help in all the world. He lives in me. He guides me. He teaches me. He directs me day and night. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Person of the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R928. That's R928, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.